Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This election cycle in particular seems to be tougher than any. Mm. And it has led to one unexpected issue on the happiest days of some people's lives.
Yeah.
And it is a reminder that no matter what happens on Tuesday,
yeah,
it may be a good idea to shut some of the most important people out of your world for like a while.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We start this discussion with a story in the New York Post.
What happened?
The article, talks about how this election cycle, specifically the presidential election, is ruining fall weddings.
Oh.
You get a bunch of different people from different families.
Yeah.
They start mingling. You add booze.
Oh, yeah.
You have a hair trigger topic. There are going to be some issues. Mm. And this has led to wedding planners making a couple very surprising suggestions to take the explicitivity out of the situation.
So what do you do?
Couples have started doing dry weddings.
Oh, yeah. So no booze.
No booze.
I don't think that solves your problem.
It eliminates a drunken political fight.
Yeah.
Or the odds that, you know, someone's guard is going to go down and they're just going to say whatever's on their
mind.
But
that's the only part of a wedding I enjoy when I go.
Understood.
It's that open B.
But you also understand why.
Yeah.
Other couples and other wedding planners are suggesting politely asking people to not discuss politics on the invitation.
That'll fix it. Now you put it on my radar.
Yeah.
The most
I can't speak my mind.
The most extreme circumstance talked about in this story, and there are a couple couples that have done it, where they are hiring security guards.
Yeah.
And they threaten on the invitation, if you discuss politics at all, you will be escorted out.
You get bounced from the wedding.
Yes. I mean, but again, look, I know it sounds stupid. And 20 years ago, having this talk, it would have been insane.
Yeah.
But right now, you kind of get it. You kind of.
Especially this weekend.
Right? I mean, come on. This week, for God's sakes, man.
We're dragging out Uncle Chuck.
What, you're chucking Chuck?
Oh, he's done.
November. Oh, November, the month of November, is going to suck when it comes to your family.
I would rather just let it happen. Like, if I've got to have a wedding, instead of doing all that, like eliminating the booze, hiring security, putting on an invitation, because I don't think any of it works. I think it infuriates people.
Okay.
I gave them $200. I can't speak my mind.
Get out.
What? But I finished my cocktail.
Chuck. But you would say you just let it happen?
Yeah.
So you're going to have your soon-to-be wife.
Like, you don't know.
It could go
cool.
Oh, yeah, totally. That's probably going to happen. Mm-hmm. Her father is paying God knows how much money. You're probably kicking into.
Oh, yeah.
That dress is the most expensive thing she's ever owned. She's wearing. This is the happiest day of her life. She's dreamed about it since she was 3 years old. You are going to make her life wonderful, and your take is just let it happen?
Yeah. I think you got to.
I don't know. Anybody who's ever, like, take even politics aside, I think anybody who's ever dealt with, a fight or some type of altercation
at a wedding.
I think they probably wish they had something in place in that moment.
But I don't think
because
it just
carries on. And that fight, it doesn't just end and everybody goes about their business. Like, that is now the sole focus of the day.
Yeah. Now, getting away from weddings, getting back to the politics aspect of it, right? There is no way you are politically aligned with everyone you're related to.
No, of course not.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
And even if you are backing the same candidate, there are probably big things you still agree on. For example, we're seeing with both Republicans and Democrats, at one time adversaries are now joining together. So you have people that backed one candidate who is not part of that party that are now backing a candidate with an opposite party, even though they don't agree with the person that was going to vote for that candidate in the first place. And now you're all in a room together. And the aftermath of this upcoming election next week has its sights set squarely on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Every 4 years, Thanksgiving becomes a day of reckoning for every family political argument. And that's in the normal years.
Yeah, I've seen some ugly ones.
And I've seen
ugly ones when people are on the same side, which always blows me
away. That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, it's the same. So, like, right now, The polls are so close.
Yeah.
And the political landscape is so hot, it seems borderline impossible to go have a meal and a conversation and not end up in some kind of situation you don't want
to
be in.
So you'd almost have to ban Thanksgiving. It would be the only way around that.
Is this enough to skip all family events until December?
Oh, I love it. I love it. But you can't.
You can. Why? Why can't you?
Because your wife and my wife love to host. Mm-hmm. They love to cook. They love to drink. They love to do the things and set the house
do
up.
Do the things.
Go to people's house. They just love it. And they never remember last year, ever. It's like every year it's one of those Men in Black resets where it didn't happen.
Wait, you say they never remember the election before December?
No, they don't. Because I'll even say, well, you remember last year? And she goes, oh, yeah. And she'll always, it wasn't that bad. You know, you like to blow things out of proportion. I go, no, it sucked.
No, but here's the thing, man. Look, I get where you're coming from, and you're not wrong.
I can't get out. I'm locked in.
I think that if you went to your spouse right now.
Yeah, me. I go home.
Yeah, and brought this up. There would be a legitimate, like, yeah, I get where you're coming from discussion. Because my wife, you're right, is absolutely that way. But I also know my wife hates conflict.
Yeah,
right?
Mine too.
Every woman just wants everyone to be happy
which is impossible.
But here's the thing. That's without politics, right? Yeah. Right? Like, you know, Cousin Al's going to see something stupid without a presidential election going on. Some cousin's going to show up with a nose ring that's going to freak grandma out. Yeah. Now you add what's going on. Mm-hmm. I ain't going.
You're going. I'm going. We're all going.
Yeah, you're probably hosting. What are you talking about?
Thanksgiving will not be enough time to let the room cool.
Oh, no.
It'll be 3 weeks from the election. And by the way, that's if everything is sorted out by then.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. The wounds will still be fresh from some folks. Others will have plenty of gloating to do. And let's be real, there is not a ton of middle ground those sides can meet on right now.
Well, there is a lot of hot, like, pressure points you don't even see coming anymore. You know what I mean? Like, you could say, like, hey, who's taking out the garbage? Let me get you started on garbage. Let me tell you what the real garbage is in this country.
Look,
and it's not in the kitchen. Some of you are in the kitchen.
You're making a joke, but you hear it on this show on a daily basis. Yeah. We'll be having a discussion that has nothing to do with politics, and we'll get a phone call from somebody who just turns it to Albany or Washington or this particular senator.
Yeah.
I don't even be started about the water department.
Yeah, we were talking about, storm drains, and that got political?
Yes, yes. 252
Another thing about New York State.
252 WCMF story in the Post this week talks about how wedding planners in November, fall really, have been doing extreme things to keep politics from being discussed at the wedding to ruin what is happening with the bride and groom. Some are doing dry weddings. Other couples are asking people on the invitations to not discuss politics. The most extreme couples have hired bouncers.
So you have to be listening to the conversation to see when it starts to turn ugly.
Yep, and the warning is, on the invitation, if you discuss politics at all, you will be escorted out of our reception.
It would be like going to a wedding in North Korea. You see something about dear leader? No. That wasn't me, man. It wasn't me. It was him.
They say man in North Korea? No, man, no. That's not me. That's my cousin. I'm from Buffalo.
If you get kicked out of a wedding, are you allowed to take your card back? Because I'm guessing that person who gets kicked out is going to want to take that check.
You get to
back.
Reach back into that bird cage and pull it out. Good luck with that.
Like, especially if you didn't eat dinner yet.
No, look, here's the thing. If I'm the couple and you want it, take it. I just want you out of the room. But can we talk about the birdcage real quick? Because I see you guys on hold. Why?
I don't know.
What happened to a box?
I know, but everything went to the birdcage. I guess it'll love birds, I guess.
Okay.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey,
I don't know.
25 GWCMF folks have been waiting patiently. Hey, Christine, you're on CMF. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
My brother and my sister-in-law have been invited to a wedding the weekend after the election.
Right.
And on the RSVP card, it says, if you are a registered Democrat, you will be seated on this one side. If you are a Republican, you will be seated on the other side. There is no mingling between sides. And if you get in trouble, it says, if we do remove you, because I did say if you get into a fight, we will remove you, you forfeit you taking back your gift.
Oh, so there is that.
I mean, you got to lay ground rules, man.
But that's not even...
fine print on there.
So you've segregated the room.
Yes.
On yep. political side.
I would worry, though, that highlights it more only because now I know how everybody feels.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
it doesn't solve anything.
I don't know.
The bride and groom already know because for the last month that, you know, everybody seems to know. I'm not sitting with Uncle Joe. I'm not sitting with Aunt Gertrude because she's a Democrat or a Republican. So the party said, fine, you're invited. We're not excluding anybody, but here's your side of the room, and you can't cross it.
Interesting.
Can't even cross
it. Do not cross this line.
You can't even hug a guy.
No, that's North Korea.
Separate bars on each side.
This is one weird ass wedding.
Right, hold on,
man.
Hold on. Which bar is going to be more fun? The Republican bar or the Democrat bar?
Mm. Yeah, true.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
You can make arguments for both sides.
That's true, then. But yeah, there are actual people that, you know, and my brother called me. He's like, I'm going to this wedding. Do I even go? I'm like, well, yeah, just go. Just don't open your mouth and everything will be cool.
That'll be fun.
He's like, I don't think I can do that.
Christine, let me ask you a question. One final question, because they're segregated Democrats and Republicans on each side at the wedding. I'm a registered independent. Where do I sit?
You get to pick a side.
I don't want to do that. That sucks even harder.
Oh, well, you probably get that table by the bathroom.
You get the buffet table. You get the better table.
Oh, I'm actually okay with you.
You're at the coworker table, which always sucks.
Christine, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
Like, those people never fit in. You can always tell who are the group of people from the office or the warehouse.
Yeah.
Because like it's the worst table.
Like where Kimmy sat us at her wedding.
Oh, yeah, we had that table.
You were my coworkers.
No, I know. It was great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I almost saw you for a minute.
Last time I saw John DiTullio, I think. No, I saw him at Red Fidelis, which is the most grease thing ever. I saw John DiTullio at Red Fidelis. Oh, buddy, miss you. How you been?
A DiTullio sighting.
I love him so much. He's so nice.
He is.
It was really nice to have someone to talk to when you were sitting next to me.
I would want to go to that wedding just to see how it goes, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I mean, listen,
you do.
Yeah, but it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to see how this goes, right? And you get the front-row seat.
Like that stare-down between two rival gangs would be hysterical.
Yeah, it is very Warriors, isn't it?
Yeah.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, so with the idea that skipping Thanksgiving is on the table because of the political climate right now, I think Thanksgiving is the only one you'd have to skip. Because like
bail on the bird.
It's not enough time. Three weeks, the wounds will still be fresh, right? But Christmas... not only is it further in the future, there are more distractions.
Yeah.
It's a more family-oriented holiday.
More about the kids.
And it's religious, too.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, but no. Yeah. But Christmas doesn't come with a predetermined time commitment either. Like, if you go to Thanksgiving dinner, you are committed to hours of being in a room.
Yeah.
If you go to Christmas, you can sneak out if something gets uncomfortable or come up with an excuse, if totally necessary, and it doesn't look as inappropriate.
Unless you're always the house.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Because then you got to chuck people. Chuck's getting chucked everywhere.
You're not chucking Chuck. I can't imagine what behavior would have to happen where my wife would toss somebody.
You got people starting to yell at each other?
I mean, it would have to get to that. Yeah.
But that's not out of the question now. Mm. It's not. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Brett writes us, not going to Thanksgiving because of politics makes you a little bitch. If you don't want to argue for your beliefs in that discussion, if it comes up, it means you are not passionate about what you say you believe in. God, I hate guys like
that. Yeah. I just want a cocktail and a meal. I don't want a Sermon on the Mount.
Thank you. Like the debate between you and your drunkle about political candidates and social issues is going to have a massive
effect. Nobody's going to change their mind.
And like it means
nothing. Especially after the election. Like if this is like, you know,
it's
already said in stone. Yeah.
Brett's the kind of guy that causes these arguments because he thinks he matters past his single vote.
Yeah.
Brett, with all due respect.
He's changing minds.
Nobody cares what you think. And that's why I don't want to share a meal with you.
We did get a tweet from Tasha who says,
Tasha.
I've seen the signs in doctor's offices and at the gym saying no politics can be discussed or you'll be escorted out.
Hmm.
At the gym?
Wow.
I would think that makes sense.
How would you have a political discussion at the gym?
I think that would happen more than you think.
You think so?
Think of all the guys that want to come up to you and just and tell you how you're working out wrong. You don't think that guy has no problem discussing any thought that comes to his mind?
Yeah, my brother would be that guy. He's a walk around the gym.
I've heard some pretty deep conversations between gym bros.
Yeah, before we move on, tell me if this is inappropriate, because I've gotten to the point, I used to just be polite, right? If somebody started talking politics to me, outside of being on the show, obviously, I just, just nod my head and move on. But I'm past that patience. There have been two recent incidents where someone has walked up to me and started talking politics, and I just walked away.
Yeah.
I didn't say a word. Mm-hmm. I just walked. And my wife watched me do one of them.
Right, you just walk away.
They started talking, and I just walked. Because, look, if you say, I don't want to talk politics, it's just going to keep them going.
Yeah.
If they say something I disagree with, then they're going to want to argue. If they're saying something I agree with, now I'm afraid where this is going to go, because you're going to kick it up a notch even further. Right. You get what I'm saying? So my wife watched it happen, and she said that that was very rude of me to do. You shouldn't have done that. I don't have another solution.
Well, you're not my age, because at my age, I have another secret weapon.
What's that?
That comes with age. I can drop ass at any moment. And I mean real, raw, old man, full of pharmaceutical ass.
Clear in the room.
It's like when those trains derail, and like they got to shut the town down. Ass.
Well, you know why those trains derail.
Yeah.
The National Transportation
Nobody wants to fix anything anymore.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.